Hi, I'm Penny Mallory and welcome to Success in 6 Minutes. These short podcasts, usually around 6 minutes, are designed to get you thinking about doing things differently and then hopefully doing things differently so that you can start to achieve the success you desire. This podcast focuses on fear. You know, if we didn't experience fear, we'd walk into traffic without looking and try and stroke a lion, jump off a building, or step into the ring with a heavyweight boxer. So when faced with a dangerous situation, fear works very well in protecting us. And protecting yourself when under threat is a rational, reasonable, prudent thing, because the real purpose of us feeling fear is to promote our own survival. We're all hardwired with the emotion of fear. It's an ancient instinct untouched by thousands of years of evolution and the modern world. It's designed to protect ourselves when we're vulnerable, to stay alive. Most days, hopefully, we aren't faced with such heightened threats on our personal safety. We're not running for our lives in the wild. But instead, we are walking down the street carrying a wallet or a handbag. And because we have a rational fear that protects our own survival, we choose to walk down the main road rather than down a dark alley. The trouble is that human beings often have the unfortunate gift of anticipation. We anticipate terrible things that might happen, things we've heard about, read about, or seen on TV. Most of us have never, hopefully, experienced a plane crash, but that doesn't stop a lot of us from sitting on a plane feeling anxious and sick with nerves. Anticipating something we're fearful of can provoke the same response as actually experiencing it. Fear can be very exciting for some. I mean, a lot of people enjoy horror movies. They actually enjoy being afraid. They get aroused by and get pleasure from the hormones like adrenaline that trigger our fight or flight response. And by the way, public speaking, arachnophobia, the fear of spiders, death or pain, and loneliness all figure in our top 10 fears. Nowadays, our daily fears tend to exist around more ordinary things like paying bills, delivering presentations, a job interview, losing a job, how our relationships are going. This is a normal part of life. So if fear is a normal part of life, it's never going to go away. Most of the things we're afraid of aren't really scary, though. We're more afraid of what might happen. Our anticipation grows the fear inside us. And then our fear is inflated and we get really scared and we find ourselves in a self-perpetuating loop that can be hard to break. So your fear may well exist in your thoughts of the future, causing you to fear things that do not at present or may never exist. Danger is real, but fear could be more of a choice. I spend a great deal of my time speaking at conferences, sometimes to just a handful of people and sometimes to thousands of people. And this activity for a lot would rank as some people's number one fear. But what is the real fear here? Is it the public speaking? Or is it actually the fear of messing up, looking stupid and people laughing at you? If I said you were about to speak to 1,000 people, and I could look forward in time and tell you that it was going to go brilliantly and the entire audience was going to be in awe of you, you'd probably be less scared of getting on stage. So some types of fear or anxiety are often to do with the anticipation, the thought of a threat, or something going wrong in the future rather than right now. The fear you might have of messing up, looking stupid, or not succeeding at something is a real one, but it may hold you back from doing things you want to do or need to do, and it can also affect your health. Once you're in this loop of increasing anxiety, you become quite overwhelmed by fear, and you just want to avoid situations that make you frightened or anxious. It can be hard to break this cycle, but there are ways to do it. And I have done so many things that scare me in my life. I've been a rally driver, I've been a boxer, a mountaineer, I've been married, I've been divorced. All these things have scared me. I've almost practiced fear so much that I've become accustomed to it. And when you get accustomed to something, it doesn't feel so scary anymore. In a way, I suppose I exposed myself to fear. I embraced uncertainty and I did it anyway, knowing that whatever the outcome, I could only win. Because in the very worst case scenario, I was going to learn something. And I love learning stuff. Don't forget, it's often the anticipation and the uncertainty that is your fear. You might be scared, but if you never try, if you never have a go, you will never learn, you won't grow, and you certainly won't change. So identify your fear. Know what it is that you're really fearful of. This is so important because there's probably a hidden emotional fear hiding behind quite a practical task. There's a quote I read some time ago. It says, "If you know the enemy and you know yourself, you need not fear the results of 100 battles." So take baby steps in confronting this thing that creates the feeling of fear in you. Gently, slowly increase your own exposure to this thing that you fear or that you dread. Face it head on. Discover that it really won't be as bad as you anticipated. And maintain some momentum. Regularly confront it and move forward a little every time. And as the author Susan Jeffers suggested, feel the fear and do it anyway. If you're interested in inquiring about conference speaking, then you can get in touch via my website, pennymallory.co.uk, or through Instagram, mallory.penny.